This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد اليوم 23 من شهر جمادى الأولى 1445 الموافق لسبعة من شهر ديسمبر 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك كتاب الله عز وجل أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر لابن كثير ويرفع درجته في العليين So بإذن الله عز وجل we continue from where we stop and I guess today inshallah we will begin with Surah Quraysh and I plan today to finish with a tafsir. Unfortunately, I came late. So we take what we can take, inshallah. The rest, we finish it in the next dars, inshallah. قول الله عز وجل لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Quraysh about his blessings upon them, which is really a big blessing, the blessing of Aman. There is nothing after Islam that is greater than Aman. No matter how much rich you are, if you don't have Aman, you will not enjoy life. Aman means peace and stability. You will never enjoy life. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Arabs, In the past, especially those who are related to Mecca and closer to Mecca, is that he gave them that strong aman. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعَ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا قَالْ أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْهُمْ حَرَمًا نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ They said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We don't accept you because of the fact that if we do accept you, we will be easily snatched by the enemies. نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا The enemies will snatch us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what are they talking about? Didn't we grant them the most peaceful place on earth whereby everyone is being snatched except them? Any king that comes to fight others, when they reach Makkah, they just keep and go to somebody else. So they have this natural protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. But unfortunately, it doesn't serve the purpose with them because they are supposed to reflect upon this and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the right thing. So the best thing you need in this dunya is aman. And this aman can only be achieved if a person is doing the right thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ Those who believe and they do not mix their faith with dhulm. What is dhulm? Shirk. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ These are the people who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya and they will be guided also in the akhirah. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ And they will also be granted peace in this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana, he says, whoever wakes up in the morning, mu'afan fi badani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him health. Aminan fi sirbi. And he's also living in a very peaceful place. He's not scared of anything. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ وَعِنْدَهُ قُوتِ يَوْمِهِ And he asked what to eat on that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا He said, this is similar to somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the whole dunya. A man, you have what to eat, and you're healthy. And many of us don't appreciate this, you know, because we're looking for more and more. As the Prophet said, He says, لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب لابتغى إليه ثالثا. If you have two valleys of gold, you will ask for the third one. And if Allah give you the third one, you will ask, if Allah give you the third one, you ask for the fourth one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفَ ابْنَ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابُ. Nothing fills the heart and the desire of human being except dust. That means grave, death. Otherwise, a person will never be satisfied. So the most successful people are those who understand this fact, that all that you need in this life is aman. To have something, no matter how much little it is, but it's enough for you to feed your stomach and also to strengthen your backbone. And also to have health that will enable you, inshallah, to carry on your life in the best way. That's what you need. You should be happy. If you have this, you should be happy. However, how many people among us are happy? Yeah. Allah, who doesn't have this in this place of ours? Most of us are okay. We are depressed, we are sad. Yeah. Why? Because we don't understand this fact mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi. You're supposed to be happy in your life. What else you need in this temporary stay that you have in this dunya? So Allah reminded the Quraysh about this peace that He grant the place. They have peace. In ilah fi Quraysh, Allah is referring to that kind of life which is ma'lufa ladayhim, the life of peace, the life of aman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only peace in their own place, but Allah granted them peace also in their journey to Sham and Yemen. Allah says, ilah fi Quraysh, ilah fi min rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayf. So they are granted aman by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both journeys they have. One journey they have it to Yemen. This is rihlat ash-shita. In the winter they go to Yemen. وَفِي الصَّيْفِ إِلَى الشَّامِ. And in the summer they go to Sham for their businesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. They go in Aman, they come back also to the peace of Aman. مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them this. He protected them in their journey, and also when they come back to Makkah, Makkah is more protected than the road they were passing, going to Yemen and Syria. That's how they managed to survive, and they live peacefully. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيْتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. So that's the ayah that I have quoted, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them about what he did with them. He says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيْتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. Yeah, Allah granted them aman, which is not usual in many other places. So, إِلَا فِي مِنَحْلَةِ الشِّلَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a blessing, what must you do? You appreciate, you do shukr, right? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. And therefore, you don't have any excuse, not to do the right thing. Nobody has excuse, but if there is anyone who has no excuse whatsoever, it should be you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you everything. Somebody might say, I'm busy doing this and that. You have some people who are busy looking for, dunya, which distracted them from the akhirah. They don't have any excuse. Yeah, they don't have any excuse. But at least even this dunya excuses that people are giving, which are wrong, you don't have it. Why? Because Allah gave you risk. Allah gave you aman. And you have houses, you have castles. What stops you from worshiping Allah then? You get an idea. Even the poor person doesn't have an excuse. But I'm just saying, since we hear people saying that, busy, 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 busy. Do this, but they're busy. What makes you busy? Whatever a person needs to enjoy life, you have it. Being given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, you are supposed to be coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more than the rest. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what we saw. The rich people, they are competing with the poor people to the masajid, to righteous deed. Until the time the poor people became jealous. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich people, they took everything. They pray like us, they fast like us, and they give charity, but we don't give charity because we don't have what to give. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you what to give. Why don't you do that? They said, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, do the tasbih. Yeah? When the rich people heard about that, they also joined. Yeah, because the deen is for the poor. No, for everyone. Yeah, so they joined. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was informed about that the poor people got annoyed. These guys are chasing us, you know, subhanAllah. And that's how it should be done, you know. Richness shouldn't distract a person from Allah. You should use the richness to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. We should see you being happier, being focused in your prayer more than the poor people. You will lie. That guy is thinking of his stomach, how to feed it, what to eat, how to go to the hospital, you know, to get the medical treatment for his illness. You don't have all of these. You get the best of the treatment. Yeah, some of us actually, they don't even agree with the local one. They go outside, overseas, to look for the medical treatment. But at the same time, also, you're not doing the right thing, you know. What excuse you can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None. So Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Let them worship the owner of this house. They got the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this house. The aman was given to them because of the house, the Kaaba. Let them worship the owner of this house alone, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلَّةِ الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Tell them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me not to do anything except to worship the owner, the creator of this city, Makkah, with all what it contains. الَّذِي حَرَّمَهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made it haram. Haram means protected, secured. You're not permitted to do everything you want. You're restricted to doing only the right thing. Yeah, haram doesn't mean haram. You know? One of the brothers, he told me, Ustaz, masjid al-haram, how? Haram? You understand haram? You know? So it means something sacred, something protected. A place where you cannot do everything you want. There are many things which are prohibited in the place, you know. That's why they call the area al-haram, right? Which is demarcated by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qala walahu kullu shay. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs everything. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umitu an akuna min al-muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be amongst the Muslimin. That's the best title given to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kunu Muslimin, mu'minin, muhsinin. Yeah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called you. That's why if you let titles divide you, you're going to be in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Your name is Muslim, Muhsin, and Mu'min. And what does that mean? Meaning you are 100% obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who totally submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the understanding of the companions and the righteous predecessors. That's the meaning of Muslimin and Mu'minin. You cannot tell me you're Mu'min, you're Muslim, and at the same time also your life is all about innovation, what iman you have. At the same time, your whole life is all about sins, you know, what iman you have. So we have to be very careful. Rather than having titles and misbehaving against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, name yourself with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name you with. And be very dedicated to the religion, mustaqim. Mustaqim means you're standing upon the truth, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the correct and sound aqeedah and the manhaj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you maintain this until death. That's it. You have a name, you don't have a name, it doesn't matter. Uqsimu billah. If you follow the correct thing, and you don't do the wrong thing, you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you get the promise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. But if you let titles divide you in the way we are divided, you know, we claim to be following the correct way. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our heart and aid us to do the right thing all the time. But at the same time, you know that those who are claiming to be the correct, they are not in a good shape. Division penetrated, you know, us. So many times of people, this one is with it, this one is with that, This one is having this name, this one is having that name. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every group is just happy with that which they have. وَمِرْتُ أَنَ كُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. So they should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him alone. The one who grant them His blessings, especially feeding them when they're hungry. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them aman when they are in a state of fear. You Allah. If you have aman, everything is okay. You don't have aman, trust me, you will never enjoy any wealth. If you are in a state of fear, you cannot enjoy wealth, no matter how much big it is. Yeah. So this peace, the peace is priceless. And we can only get it if we go back to the ibadatullahi azza wa jalla through tawheed, and also al-amal al-salih. Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah gave an example of a qarya. Which qarya is that? City. Which city is that? Makkah. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً. It used to be in a state of peace. Very peaceful place. The most peaceful place actually on earth. مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And up to date, you know, up to date, subhanAllah, the balance of the Tawheed is still there. Up to date. Relatively, if you look at the peace that exists in those places, we don't have it any other place. Muslim territories are peaceful places in comparison to other places. Iwallah. No room of comparison, actually. Even kuffar also agree with that, you know. And they go to some of these countries and they see the peace, the aman. You know, a person, life is just, you know, we don't say that it's no problem. There are sometimes, you know, but it's not, you know, like what we see in the Western community. Salam. It's not like what we see in the Western community. You get it? We do have the peace they don't have. And the reason why this peace exists is simply because of Islam. We stay away from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the peace from us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The risk is coming to this city from every place. They're not known to be farmers. Makkah, they're not known to be farmers. They do, but not like people of Medina or some other countries, you know. But what else you don't have in that place? And even today, what else you don't have in that place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَأْتِهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Unfortunately, they disbelieve. They don't appreciate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tasted them. He clothed them with the dress and the clothes of jua, hunger, wal khawf, and the fear, bima kanu yaksibun, because of their evil, bima kanu yasnaun, because of their evil behavior, evil actions. Wal qad ja'ahum rasulun minhum fakadhabuhu fa akhadhahum al adhab wa hum zalimun. And a prophet was sent to them, who was a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They deny him, they rejected him. Fa akhadhahum al adhab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got them because of their evil behavior with a punishment, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And they deserve that punishment, you know, because they are oppressors. They oppress Allah, oppress themselves, and oppress the community. So this is Surah Quraysh. Very simple, but it has a bigger meaning. It tells you that every single thing that you're enjoying in this life is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which deserves to be appreciated. Is that clear? Every single thing you have is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which deserves to be appreciated. The health, the food, the aman you have. Yeah, these are things that you cannot pay them at all. And as such, the only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do is to perfect your tawheed and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So that's the end of this surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you see that person الذي يكذب بالدين? He's speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الدين هنا الجزاء. The deen here means al-jaza, compensation, recompense, and also the thawab and the iqab on the day of judgment. The reward and the iqab, the punishment on the day of judgment. Meaning the judgment, to be judged according to your behavior in this dunya. So, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. That person who is denying the reality about the day of judgment. Do you see that person? Allah SWT is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي. You will see that person behaving in this way that Allah SWT mentioned, الَّذِي يَدُعُوا الْيَتِيمِ, always repulsing and chasing away and shouting and being harsh to the yatim, to the weak people in the society. They take the right of the yatama, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُوا الْيَتِيمِ. He takes the right of the yatim. That's one of his behavior. Yeah, because if you don't believe in the day of judgment, what will happen? Of course, you will be doing everything. Of course, you will be doing everything that is wrong because you don't even agree with the accountability. That's why rejecting the day of judgment, wallah, is really, really, really evil. And it has a very negative and evil consequences to the community in terms of peace and everything. Yeah, because if he doesn't accept that there will be accountability in the future, he will do whatever he wants. Even us also, if you know that there will not be any consequence in whatever you're doing, yeah, people will do it in the way they want. But if you know that the government is there and there will be a consequence, and no matter how much you try to hide, they will get you one day and you will pay the consequence, you will not do it. You see leaders in many countries, right, where the corruption is there, right? They do. And then at the end of the day, the new government will come, will get them. It's always like this in every place you go. The new government will come, will get them. طيب. This government also, when they come, they also do the same thing. But what happened? Can't you remember that, yes, somebody is going to, but at the time when he is doing, it is absent from his brain that somebody, he thinks that, no, he already built the system in a way, nobody can come and check afterwards and chase him away, you know, and go and get him. He's blind. He doesn't see. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. You know that somebody is going to follow up. And they were going to put you into trouble and you cannot escape. I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense for a person to go and do it again. But they're blind. They don't see the consequence. They don't remember it at the time they're doing. They think that yeah, they have already built the system in that corrupt way, in the way nobody can come after them to go and look for them. And then it happens. So also it will come, another person will come and do the same thing because they're all blind. They see the money, you know, and the reality will be taken away from their eyes, you know. So the day of judgment is greater than all of these examples that I'm giving. I just want you to understand how bad is the condition if people don't accept the day of judgment. And how bad is the condition if we let this belief, you know, to be away from our brain. You Allah. It is really, really bad because we have to keep on remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us responsible and accountable of whatever we are doing. Please. Assalamu alaikum. Please, we're having a class. Yeah. Sorry. So, if we don't have this, it is going to be tragedy. You know, it's going to be tragedy because everyone will be doing what they want to do. And nobody can stop them because they believe that there will be no accountability in this dunya and also in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمُ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And also one of their evil behavior, they never cooperate and support feeding the needy person. They never support the needy people. So they don't support the yatim, and they don't support people who are in a state of need. Because life in Islam, we are not supposed to be ananiyun. Allah wants us to be cooperative. kind of people, whereby I help you, you help me. I stand for you, I protect you, I defend you, you defend me. We live like this until the time we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, since we started imitating, you know, the wrongdoers in the Western community, you know, subhanAllah, we become like this also in the Muslim territories. You live in a place, but you don't know your brother, you don't know. And subhanAllah, even in the family also, we become like this. Yeah, and as I always mention, with the existence of the technology, nowadays, life has been replaced with the technology. That good relationship and salatul rahim. SubhanAllah. When somebody passed away, before, what do? We visit him, we sit with him, we talk to him, we say salam to him, we try to give him comfort. But now, sometimes we just take a phone and just send a message, condolences through the message, and that's it, finished. Yeah. That's the kind of life we have. This is your business and this is my business. And somebody was right when he says this is the result of an absolute freedom that we adorn ourselves with. You get the idea? The absolute freedom, which we don't have it in Islam. Yeah, they believe that they're free to do whatever they want. And I like the way he put it, because it's true. When you believe that you're free to do whatever you want, what next? You will not take advice from others, because whatever I tell you, my explanation will be my own opinion. Do you ever face friends and people who are doing the wrong thing? When you talk to them, they said, this is the way you see it. Yeah, there are some scholars who said otherwise, you know. There is another opinion. There is another approach, you know. When do you think this person can accept the truth? No time. Yeah, and then lakum dinukum waliya din. You have your own way, I have my own way. So you live your life, I live my life. I don't agree with you, don't agree with me. So live your life, I live mine. You don't help me, I don't help you. Yeah. A'udhu billah. Allah doesn't want this life for the Muslims. We're supposed to cooperate. We're supposed to recognize each other. You see the village? I don't know whether you know what village means. Village is a place where people live in that place. No civilization, no technology. Maybe they don't even have electricity. You know, but the heart is pure and clean, and everyone knows each other. Yeah, the sisters are really cooperating, you know. You rarely see them fighting. Yeah, they also have, because they're human beings, but not in the way we have. Trust me, in the last part of the city, if somebody died, the other one in the other last part of the city, he knows, and he will come to them. If you ask somebody at the edge of the city, I'm looking for this person, he tell you, the house is this and that. They know. If somebody is missing, everyone knows. Nowadays, maybe your neighbor will be missing. You hear in the news that your neighbor is missing. Yeah, no wonder I don't see him that much, you know. Taib, did you manage to go and check about him in his house and ask his family members, is he doing well or not? Look, Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, to see that, to show you that that community was really pure and clean and the hearts were closer to each other. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he finished the prayer, he checked and see who is in the masjid, who is not in the masjid. Not because he wants to go to them and punish them if they don't come to the masjid. No, they don't have this attendance. But he's doing that as a leader to make sure that everyone is feeling comfortable. Maybe this person that missed the masjid today, maybe he has some issues that we need to take action. Before him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do that. That's why he looked into the masjid. He couldn't see one of the companions. He said, where is this person? I couldn't see him today. And immediately he sent somebody to go home and check about him. That was Thabit ibn Qais. Yeah, and they found him crying. They asked him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I miss you. He said, yes, because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that if you raise up your voice when you speak to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your deed will be gone. And my voice is always loud. He says, I believe that my deeds are all destroyed and now I'm going to hell. They went and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. Ya Rasulullah, he said that because of the Surah Al-Hujarat that was revealed to you, so he always speaks to you in a very loud voice. That means he's going to hell. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it is not like that. He says, go to him and tell him, no, it is not like that. Sayyaishu sa'idan, wa yamutu shaheedan, wa yadkhul jannah. SubhanAllah. He says, go and tell him he will live a very pleasant and excellent and satisfactory life. وَيَمُوتَ شَهِيدًا, you know, life is good, and also he will get the shahada in the end. وَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, and he will go to Jannah. Ibn Uthaymeen says, وَهَكَذَا كُلُّ مَنْ خَافَ اللَّهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَمَّنَهُ اللَّهِ إِيوَ اللَّهِ أُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ. This statement is correct. He says, whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, Allah will grant him peace in this dunya and the akhirah. See, this man, because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there in the heart, look at the aman he got. Imagine you walking on earth, you know that you're going to be killed as a shaheed and you will live a very pleasant life and Jannah is confirmed for you. You'll be happy all the time. What was the reason why he got this? Because of the fear of Allah. Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. Listen to this carefully. It says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَا أَجْمَعُ لِعَبْدِي أَمْنَيْنِ وَلَا خَوْفَيْنِ إِنْ هُوَ أَمِنَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَخَفْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَإِنْ هُوَ خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَمَّنْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He says, أُقْسِمُ بِنَفْسِي. Allah is swearing by himself. He said, I swear by my greatness and my power. I will never combine for my slave two pieces and also two fears. If he is afraid of me in this dunya, I will give him a man in the akhirah. And if he's not afraid of me in this dunya, I promise to give him fear in the hereafter. And subhanAllah, you see this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just focusing on the harshest place, you know, the day of judgment. But the one who fears Allah in this dunya, Allah promised him a man in this dunya and the akhirah, not only in the akhirah. Even in dunya, you have the aman. We have seen the example, a lot of them being given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So back to the surah. Allah says, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدْعُوا الْيَتِيمُ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. They don't cooperate with others. They don't support others. They don't help. You know, they always recognize nobody except themselves. And they don't care about what other people are going through. No support in their life. They don't share what they have with others. That's the evil consequence of not having the correct faith in the hereafter. Imagine if you have 1,000, I don't advise you to do that. Huh? Yeah, be moderate in your spending. But if let's say you have 1,000 ringgit and you spend 500 and you kept 500, which one is yours? Which 500? The one you didn't spend, right? Yeah. I know he's acting as a normal person and that's how it should be done. Everyone believes that as the Prophet ﷺ said, يَقُولَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالِي مَالِي. The one that you have is the one that you kept. But in reality, the one that you have, the real money you have is the one that you spend. The one that you keep, you're going to eat it and finish it or give it to somebody who finishes it or leave it for the air to go and use it in their own way, not in your own way. But the one that belongs to you is the one that you spend. That's where the best saving is, to put forward your money there, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never neglect it for you. And you will appreciate it in the future, together with the promise that Allah will replace it for you in this dunya also. You don't lose it. Yeah. Some people think that I'm going to be deficient. No, you're not. You're not going. Sooner or later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it for you in the best way, in his own way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to replace it. Allah, I've seen the sign of this. That went one day I have a little amount of money, you know, that's long ago, very long, since before I went to Medina. I gave a little amount of money, you know, Allah multiplied it a lot on the same day. And I told you, Hikayat al-Eid in Medina, there was Eid that comes. You know, don't ask about the Eid of the student. Eid comes and I went, I have a few riyals. And then I buy the Zakat al-Fitr, around 8 riyal, you know. I just have the balance that I will keep so that I can celebrate the Eid. You know. If I'm not mistaken, I have 50 riyal or 40 riyal, something like that. So the balance is for my Eid. One of the sisters came. I was going to the masjid. Imagine a student in Islamic University of Medina. His sister came. She was looking for support. The change, they gave me, I give 10. So they gave me 3. So I give the one who's next to me. The others, when they see, a sister came, she hold me. I tried to release myself. She doesn't want. Please let me go. You know, so I was thinking what to do, to give her what I have. I'm going to go and eat what at home. When she doesn't want to release, I just take everything. I say, take it and go. Subhanallah. I gave those a few ringgit. On the same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied with 600 riyal. Ya Allah, just like that. I did not look for it. It came by itself. So whenever these things happen, I remember the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Yeah. I once told one of the family members that says, yeah, you get, but the money doesn't stay with you. I told them, yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not neglect us. Ya Allah, it's the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to remember. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of you because you take care of his creation. Spend moderately. Don't leave your family in trouble. But whenever somebody comes who is in need, support him. Give him. Don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah promised to take care of it. Allah. If I stay here to tell you what I got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this behavior, we finish any lectures and classes. And I do believe every Muslim who is paying attention to his life have the same thing that I'm going to share, or even more. It's not something given to Ibrahim. No, not at all. Everyone has. The only thing is that you just don't pay attention to what is going on in your life. Otherwise, you see a lot. Allah loves you, but we just don't love ourselves. Do it correctly, and the result is confirmed. 100% with no doubt. You have to get the result because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will give. And he's the only one who doesn't break promises. Allah doesn't break promise. When he promised, you will fulfill the promise. So Allah says, مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. You spend, Allah says, I promise to replace it for you. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the providers. You will never see somebody who provides more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So life of cooperation, this is Islamic life. Other than this, we don't know what a person is talking about. We have to cooperate. We have to help, you know, and kama tadinu tudan. You have others, Allah will help you. Wallahu fi awni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhi. Don't worry and don't do man and don't think about it when you give. You get it? Mazin gave me, but okay, man. I don't want him to get annoyed. But Muhammad bin Anas, he gave me, but he started thinking that, yeah, always I gave him. Yeah, you start doing this, wallah, you have to be very careful. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might put that restriction on you also. Rasulullah told one of his wife, he said, لا تُعِي فَيُعِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا تُكِي فَيُكِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا تُحْسِي فَيُحْسِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. That way, meaning don't put something and cover, don't put a cover, you know, and cover the bag which you put the money and close it in the way you don't give anyone. And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't put it in the bag and close, and don't start calculating what you give others. Last time I gave you, and you come back again. Last time I gave you. If Allah is going to do this with us, how do you survive? You will not survive. Rasulullah ﷺ said, don't do it. Just focus on the need. This person needed, just give if you have. If you don't have, say to him a good word. You have, give. If you don't have, just tell him a good word. Because sometimes he comes to you, but you have a family under your care. It doesn't make sense unless if he is in a state of necessity, you favor him over them. If he's in a state of necessity, you tell them, please be patient. This one is, he needs more than us. They will also understand if you give them good tarbiyah. But your family need, and you don't give them. You give somebody who is not in a state of need, and your family become people who might go and beg others. It doesn't make sense. It's very wrong in the way we think if we're to do it in this way. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Wail on the musalli. That's why this waqf in this place is haram. Yeah, one of the liberalists. May Allah guide him if he's still alive. And forgive him if he died in Islam. He says, ما قال ربك ويل للأولى سكروا ولكن قال ويل للمصلين أعوذ بالله. He, والله, Muslim cannot say this. He says, Allah did not say ويل للذين سكروا. Allah did not say ويل for those people who drink wine. But he says ويل for those people who are praying. And then he stopped here. Can see this criminal, what he's doing? Yeah. Quote some part of the ayah without completing it, and then he says, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Why can't he complete the ayah next to me? Because he wasn't looking for the truth. He wants to present Islam in a very ugly way to others. So Allah says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, those people who are negligent in their prayers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those people who are negligent in their prayers. Number one that is included here is the munafiqun. Number two are those people who are among the Muslim, but they pray sometimes and sometimes they don't pray. Number three are those people who are not praying correctly. They pray in their own way. You know, either they're praying very fast or the method of the prayer is wrong against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get an idea? Yeah, so a person has to pray like the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed. Otherwise, he will be among these people, alladhina ma'an salatihim sahu, the munafiqun, and those people who are yumituna salat and waqtiha. They don't pray on time. They kill the prayer from its own proper time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal munafiqina yukhadi'una Allah wa huwa khadi'uhum idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala yura'una an-nasa wa la yadhkuruna Allah illa qalila. Allah says the munafiqeen, they always try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would treat them in the same way. Let them see things, but then when they go inside, they see something else. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, one of the signs of the munafiqeen is that whenever you see them, you know, coming to pray, they will come kusala. Not on time, they will come at the last minute. And then they will just نَقْرَ كَنَقْرَةِ الدِّيك. You see when you put the food for the deek, the chicken, when they pick up those seeds. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this is how the munafiq is praying. Because he comes in the last minute, only a few minutes left, and then very quickly finish the prayer and go. يَرَأُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The salah is based on riyah. They do it because they just want people to see them pray, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the idea? Yeah, that's why all of these activities, the deeds, they are supposed to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يَرَعُونَ. So who are the musallin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse here? They are those people who are praying, but just because they want people to see them pray, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And these people also, one of their evil behaviors is that they don't support people who are in need of support. So لَا أَحْسَنُ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِمْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They neither, you know, be good in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, do they ahsanu ila khalqihi. They did not do the ihsan to Allah in the ibadat, and also they did not do the ihsan to the khalq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see this kind of life, right? They're not good to Allah and not good to others. Yeah, they're not good to Allah and also they're not good to others. These are the worst type of people. Very bad in their religious practices, and also very bad to other people. So they become like who? Who is the example of these guys? The Jews. Right. As a Jew, they don't like even their own people. Think they like them, they don't like their people. Very bad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bad to his prophets and his messengers, and bad to the rest of the creation, including their own people. Because they don't mind to raise everyone as long as they go, they can fulfill their own agendas. Therefore, their existence is deficiency, the humankind. Yeah. Okay, so we stop here, inshallah, because I thought I can go to Surah Al-Kawthar, but I guess only 3 minutes left, right? Yeah. Allah grant us good and tawfiq. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, because Iqama, he's the one who's required to do the Iqama, not the wife. The wife can pray without Iqama, and her prayer is okay.
And if the sisters are praying among
themselves? Even among themselves, if they just start praying, yeah. It's mashru'. Abdullah ibn Umar said, when he was asked, he said, I will not stop them from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So can they make the Iqama?
Can they? Either one. This is what I'm saying. When he was asked about a sister making iqama when she wants to pray, he said, I will not stop them from making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. But it's not requirement from them in the way you are required to do, but it's not a requirement for them. That I will advise a sister shouldn't stay away from it. She should do the iqama whenever she prays to Allah.
If the father is leading the prayer, doesn't usually the son make the iqama?
Yeah, the son should make the iqama or the father should make the iqama.
I thought the person who leads the prayer should not be making the
iqama. I know, can.
How did I hear this?
You can make iqama and also can make the iqama and also can lead the prayer at the same time.
Sometimes Sheikh, I've noticed that in the masajid, the khatib is not the one who leads the prayer. Is that
It's okay, and it doesn't. It is not good for us to make it in this way. The best is the khatib should be the imam. Yeah, that's why masajid should make sure that they choose the imam, the khatib, who has good recitation also. I mean, good recitation, just tajweed. We don't need a beautiful voice, just tajweed. Otherwise, what is the justification he has not to lead the prayer? You get it? It's okay when we pray like this, the imam, the khatib is different from the imam, it's okay. But it doesn't make any sense that much. You know? No problem. Take them.
My sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Can we use natural fragrances in Hajj, like mint scented toothpaste, for example, considering that it's not a fragrance? Or is it better to avoid
natural fragrances, right?
Is it better to avoid because of the possibility of artificial fragrance?
Yes, it's better. Actual fragrance is fragrance. Yeah, whether it's natural or artificial, it's fragrance. Professor Lausuma did not say perfume that is unnatural. He just say a tib. Natural, not natural. That's why some scholars said even things like na'na, you're not supposed to drink them. Yeah, although this opinion is wrong, but I just want you to understand to what extent the scholars have gone so far on this matter. You get it? A person can use the na'na, can take shay, but since there are some who are having issues with this, the best is just to avoid. You get the idea? Mm-hmm. Anything that smells like perfume, the best is to avoid it. Yeah. Okay.
Can Mudarib legally kind of bind the investor to sell his kind of properties, the business, after a period of time?
the capital provider is telling the mudarib, not
mudarib telling to the capital provider.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if the investor pays $100,000,
mm-hmm.
and then after 1 year they got a profit $50,000, 25 for him, 25 for me,
mm-hmm.
and for my $25,000,
mm-hmm.
I give to the investor and mm-hmm. pay, and I'm paying 25% of the company, and doing that the next 3 years the business will be mine.
I don't get. Who is paying?
At the beginning, mm-hmm. I'm mudarib.
Mm.
I'm putting all of my effort. Mm. There's an investor. Investors gives me all the money, 100% of the money.
Mm.
And after some period of time, mm-hmm. I'm getting $50,000, let's say, profit.
Investor, you're referring to the capital provider.
Yeah, capital provider. Yeah.
When the profit comes, I take mine, which is half, and then?
And with my help or from any other of my money,
uh-huh.
I'm buying up 25%
of the business itself. Now you are turning the business from mudaraba to partnership to musharaka. That's halal,
no problem
with that.
And can I kind of,
it just have to be written so that everyone will be clear in
contract, say that capital provider in the future will have to sell his part of the business piece by piece to me.
Then you're going for musharaka mutanaqisa. Then it has to be written. Okay, I'm going to buy the share, your shares.
Yeah.
If you agree, I will gradually buy them. You know, if you agree. And then he agrees. And then you can go with that. Gradually, slowly, you are paying for
every month
you pay something until the time you own the business.
This income will shift also, right? Not 50-50.
Of course, it has to ship automatically. It will
shift. And at the end, I will have
automatically. It has to, according to whatever you agree. You can keep it in the way it is, if you want. You would never want, but it has to ship, because when you buy, he's 80%, you are 20%. But now you buy 30% of his share, so you have 50%. He has 50. Of course, now the profit also is going to be 50-50. Yeah. Tomorrow you also buy 10. That means your share is 60, his is 40. Yeah. We go like this until time he is out from the business. If you wish, you can keep it also, which
inshallah is halal.
As long as the profit and the loss sharing is being properly documented,
mm-hmm.
it means both of you are sharing the profit and the loss together.
If in the contract I'm saying to the capital provider that he has to give, if I pay this 100,000%, he has to get it, because, for example, in the future, maybe this capital provider will like very this business because the profit is very good.
I know you can tell him at the first place, my condition to join this business in this way is to agree that you will sell me the whole business
in a certain price.
You can agree. I will buy your shares like this and that. You can set up the price. You agree upon that price, and it shouldn't increase. Once you agree and he agrees, then it cannot increase. It has to go like this until then. It doesn't mean that every time that he has to come and tell you, okay, the value is like this and that. No, you don't go with this. Unless if you guys will keep it, you know, tell them that I'm willing to buy the shares. But the point is, every time we check the market price first to see the value, we go with that. If I want to buy, I'll buy. If I don't want to buy, then it's up to me. If you make it like this, also it's okay. But if you finalize the deal from day one, then you cannot change, he cannot change also. Because the deal to buy his shares have been finalized before. Already.
For example, if capital providers gives me $100,000, and we say $100,000, this is our 100% business. And I will give it to you in the 5 years of time. And then I'm giving this $100,000.
Until you finish.
He's out of the
business. He's out of the business, and the whole business is yours, inshallah.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Okay, thank you very much. Inshallah, we try to finish with the Quran, bismillah, in the next dars. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.